Carlson, Biden administration not sending troops to our border, they are sending them to Ukraine's border. By Jeff Poor on January 26, 2022. Tuesday, FNC host Tucker Carlson blasted the Biden administration for its seeming unwillingness to defend the country's national sovereignty, which he offered prioritizing Ukraine's borders over the U.S.-Mexico border as an example. Transcript as follows. Carlson, well, a news alert for you. Nancy Pelosi is even more agitated tonight than usual. On a conference call just hours ago, Pelosi demanded that her members vote immediately on a piece of legislation she says is critical to our national security. The bill she is talking about, among other things, affirms the central importance of national borders. Well, of course, if there is not a border, you can't have a country, and Nancy Pelosi firmly believes that. In fact, she believes it so strongly, she is directing the Biden administration to develop an urgent new plan to keep the border secure. In fact, not simply secure, but in the words of the new legislation, Section 208, inviolable. Meaning impossible to breach, walled up and buttoned down, bulletproof. That's quite a border. But why wouldn't it be? When it comes to borders, Nancy Pelosi isn't messing around. Are you surprised to hear this? Well then, you may have misunderstood. Pelosi isn't talking about the U.S. border, the one that's currently open. She is talking about the Ukrainian border, the one that actually matters. The bill Pelosi is promoting is called the Defending Ukraine Sovereignty Act. Its purpose is to guarantee, quote, Ukraine's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity. These are the things that all countries need. We'd love to have them here. But no, we're going to have to wait. Ukraine is ahead of us in the queue for secure borders. And honestly, you can see why. As we used to say when we were kids growing up in the United States, what is good for the lightly populated Russian colony of Ukraine is good for us. As our oldest and most cherished ally, yoked tightly to the American people by the ancient bonds of friendship, shared culture, and Burisma, Ukraine comes first. It has to come first. When caravans of undocumented Russians appear on the Ukrainian border, the United States doesn't sit idly by. The United States swoops in with deadly weapons to push these people back. We'll send missiles to Ukraine if we have to. In fact, we already have, billions of dollars worth. But wait a second, you ask? Isn't undocumented immigration a good thing? Doesn't immigration increase diversity? The blessing source of all beauty, power and strength? Well, sure. Most of the time it does, but not in Ukraine. Ukraine exists for the exclusive presence of Ukrainians. People who look or speak differently, people from other places with, say, different religions, are not allowed in Ukraine. Period. That's Nancy Pelosi's position. Ukraine is the one place Nancy Pelosi very much wants to keep racially pure. She is willing to use lethal force to do that. Virtually everyone in Congress agrees with Pelosi, so does the White House. Here is Joe Biden's deputy national security advisor explaining that when undocumented foreign nationals arrive in Ukraine, they'll be killed. Begin video clip. John Berman, CNN anchor, why should Americans care about what's happening in Ukraine? Jonathan Finer, White House deputy national security advisor. Because it goes to a very fundamental principle of all nations, which is that our borders should be inviolate, that our sovereignty should be respected. End video clip. Carlson, our borders should be inviolate. Our sovereignty should be respected, meaning Ukraine's. That man was Jonathan Finer. He is Biden's deputy national security advisor. It's interesting to note that Jonathan Finer has no relevant experience for the job he currently holds. At one point he was a Washington Post reporter. That's reassuring. Most recently, he was cashing in at a private equity firm paying approximately half the federal tax rate you are. Good for him. But one thing Jonathan Finer has learned along the way is that Ukrainian borders matter. If you cross without permission, you will be droned into the next life. Kamala Harris strongly agrees with that. Here is Harris threatening would-be Russian immigrants. Begin video clip. Kamala Harris, D., Vice President of the United States. The bottom line is that we have been clear and consistent for quite some time that we respect the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine, and we expect that Russia would do the same, and any aggressive action taken by Vladimir Putin will be met with severe consequences. End video clip. Carlson, severe consequence. The understatement is chilly. That woman is bloodthirsty. That is our border czar. Try to cross the border and we will take out your entire caravan. Claim asylum? What's asylum? I don't think so. One toe over the line and you're dead. Those are strong words, but Kamala Harris appears to mean them. She probably does mean them. But again, you should know that Kamala Harris is not talking about our border here in the US, she is talking about the Ukrainian border. Now, what's the difference between the two? Well, the Ukrainian border by contrast is a place the Pentagon is willing to defend. Watch. Begin video clip. Kate Bolduin, CNN host, 8,500 US military personnel on heightened alert. Is this the ceiling of military personnel that the administration will be committing to this conflict, do you see? Rear Admiral John Kirby, retired, Pentagon Press Secretary. Well, it's what we're talking about today, it is about 8,500 on heightened alert. But as I said yesterday, we're certainly not going to rule out other options. Our job is to provide options to the President, to the Commander-in-Chief, and we're going to continue to do that. And so I certainly would not rule out the possibility that we could be putting additional forces on heightened alert in the coming days and weeks, and maybe even moving troops around Europe. They are already there, to bolster and to reassure some of our allies on the ground on the continent. End video clip. Carlson, wait. We're only sending 8,500 American troops to protect the Ukrainian border, asked the teleprompter. Well, says John Kirby, actually, we could send a lot more. They're all poised to secure the sacred Ukrainian border. So you may be wondering, how does that commitment compare to what the Pentagon is willing to deploy to our southern border? Well, let's see, a little back of the envelope math here. It's exactly 8,500 more because there are no troops. No American troops heading to our southern border. That may seem distressing to you, but in a way it makes sense. Ukraine needs the troops. Ukraine hasn't been invaded yet. We have been invaded and we lost. We've been defeated. And like all vanquished nations, we are being treated with humiliating contempt by world leaders, in this case by our own leaders. Customs and Border Protection just released the latest statistics on the invasion ongoing into this country. In the month of December, last month, the feds encountered close to 180,000 illegal immigrants, foreign nationals, whose identities we can't know on the southwest border. Here, all living here now. How many people is that? Well, for perspective, that's more than the three previous Decembers combined. In the last calendar year, more than 2 million foreign nationals swept across the Mexican border, unimpeded into this country and now live here. That's a lot of people. Many times the population of Boston, Atlanta, Denver, pick a city, in one year. But you know what is more than? It's a lot more than the Russian army has massed on the Ukrainian border. Something we're all hysterical about. And of course, it's not just people coming illegally into this country. It is the drugs they are bringing, record amounts of narcotics. Narcotics that are driving the single most deadly drug epidemic in the history of this country. You probably know someone who has had a loved one die. Not just habitual drug users, but people using drugs recreationally. They're mixed with fentanyl, and they're dead. Thousands and thousands, more than 100,000 in one year. Who is doing this? The cartels. They're killing far more Americans than Vladimir Putin ever could, and they are doing it with the help of the Biden administration. But in the meantime, we've got 2 million more than new people living in this country. Who are they? Well, we can't say for sure. No one really knows who they are. That's part of the problem. In an age where the rest of us are followed and surveilled and show your medical papers and here is some facial recognition software, we are letting in too many people. We can't prove who they are. We have no way of doing that. Don't let them lie to you. We do know they're coming from all over the world. Fox's Bill Milligan has been virtually the only person in American media to keep track of what is happening here. Here's part of what he found. Begin videotape. Bill Milligan, Fox News Channel national correspondent. Voiceover, video from a law enforcement source shows a single massive group of about 400 migrants who crossed illegally into Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday night. Border Patrol photos show the size of that group with the sector chief himself saying this was no coincidence. It was orchestrated by criminal elements for money. The night before, the exact same thing happened. Photos from Border Patrol show another group of 400 after they crossed illegally into Eagle Pass, Tuesday night. Here in the Rio Grande Valley, we embedded with Texas DPS as they tracked down runners in the brush looking to evade near La Joya, Texas. Two men in this group were from China. And videotape. Carlson, that was Bill Milligan on the border. He is still there. We will go back to him in just a moment. But this is an ongoing assault on our national sovereignty. On our territorial integrity, the things we've been hearing for the last month are so vitally important in Ukraine. How has this happened? Who is the Vladimir Putin in this morality tale? Well, that would be Joe Biden. This has all been allowed, enabled, encouraged by Joe Biden with the help of big corporations and left-wing nonprofits. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who really should be charged with a crime, but hasn't been yet, recently bragged to CBS News, and we're quoting, "We have fundamentally changed immigration enforcement in the interior. And we're continuing the quote, for the first time ever. Our policy explicitly states that a non-citizen's unlawful presence in the United States will not by itself be a basis for the initiation of an enforcement action." So what does that mean exactly? So this is the guy charged with enforcing immigration laws, laws that he did not create. He's in the executive branch, they don't create laws. But here is the guy in charge of enforcing them, bragging that he has decided to ignore federal law. These are all laws that our Congress was elected to pass. Oh, thwarting democracy, anyone? Pay no attention. Vladimir Putin is the one who threatens democracy. Everything is fine in this country. We're doing what you elected us to do. They're not even trying. Facebook is not a threat to democracy. How could it be? Mark Zuckerberg funds the Democratic Party. He's a good guy. But Facebook is encouraging this invasion, too. Facebook helps its users share information on how to cross the border illegally, and how to break our laws. Do they encourage users to cook meth? Here's how you make fentanyl. Here's how child trafficking can make you millions. Those are crimes, too. We can't say that they're doing that. They are encouraging the breaking of federal immigration law. We're not guessing about this. Facebook admitted it recently to the Attorney General of the state of Arizona. And we're quoting, "We do allow people to share information about how to enter a country illegally or request information about how to be smuggled." About how to be smuggled? Facebook is helping people who, quote, want to be smuggled. In addition to being totally evil, these people have no self-awareness. Imagine saying something like that. Uber does it, too. Uber drivers are picking up illegal migrants from the border. We know because Fox News spoke to one driver in Arizona who said, quote, "I just will get a notification of a pickup, head down to the location. There will be a group of 20-plus immigrants standing on the corner waiting for Ubers." So again, if Facebook and Uber were abetting child trafficking, which on some level they are, because child trafficking is an integral part of illegal immigration, so is drug trafficking, maybe someone would wake up and do something about it. You're seeing people rotting in solitary because they trespassed in the Capitol. But Uber and Facebook are helping people violate federal law and we don't care? No one in Congress is investigating any of this. It sounds like sedition to us, but they're busy. They're sending hundreds of millions of dollars of lethal weapons to Ukraine to help with their border. The Pentagon is not sending troops to our border, they are sending them to Ukraine's border. So that's the Biden administration's approach. That approach is virtually uncontested in Washington. Here is Mitch McConnell, who poses by day as leader of the opposition in the Senate. Begin video clip. Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, what I've been hearing since then is encouraging that they are prepared to take steps before an incursion, not afterwards. I have not been near the news this morning, so I'm not sure what additionally may have occurred, but it appears to me, the administration is moving in the right direction. End video clip. Carlson, yes, it appears that way. If the direction you want to move is to completely change the population of the country for political reasons, let 2 million people in 1 year, people whose identities you can't confirm, whose intentions you don't know, who we were bringing with them records amounts of narcotics that killed over 100,000 Americans. If that's the goal, then Mitch McConnell, you're on to something, we are moving in the right direction. But if the goal is to have a first world country where laws mean something, probably not the right direction. So, why are you telling us otherwise, Mitch McConnell? Who are you working for exactly? Whose side are you on? I think we know. Who is paying for all this stuff? Well, you are. American citizens are paying for it. The United Nations, which takes billions in U.S. tax dollars, is paying for it, too. They're giving out cash to illegal migrants heading to our border. An investigation by the Center for Immigration Studies found the UN has been handing out cash debit cards to U.S.-bound illegal aliens and giving them advice on how to claim asylum in our country, on how to game our system, and how to make a mockery of our laws. They don't respect us. We don't respect ourselves enough to stop this. Once these migrants get here, authorities do everything possible to make sure they stay. The Biden administration attempted on day one to pause all deportations. That moratorium, thank God, was blocked by a federal judge, but it hardly matters. The administration is continuing to abet criminal behavior. They are allowing illegals to use their arrest warrants as ID in airports. You try that? Sorry, I don't have my ID, but I do have my arrest warrant. Can I get housing subsidies, food stamps, free health care, and a flight? Sure you can. You're from another country. Americans don't get that. Here's another report from Bill Mulligan. Begin videotape. Mulligan, voiceover, TSA confirms to Fox News that the agency is allowing illegal immigrants to use arrest warrants as ID at security checkpoints in airports, telling us in part, quote, "For non-citizens and non-U.S. nationals who do not otherwise have acceptable forms of ID for presentation at security checkpoints, TSA may also accept certain DHS-issued forms, including ICE Form I-200, warrant for arrest of an alien." And videotape. Carlson, you just can't repeat this enough, and again, we're doing this not because we think it's going to change anything, it won't. This is just a TV show, but we want a record of what's happening right now. History is rewritten, unfortunately, by the victors, and the details disappear, but we think the details are important. We think we all should be allowed to know why this is happening and how it's happening. So just to restate, we're allowing foreigners who came here illegally in violation of our laws, which are unenforced by our current government, which is undermining democracy by its refusal to enforce those laws. Those people get to use their arrest warrants to get on airplanes while you have to show ID. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.